Chapter 38. The mood on the set was euphoric. The first week had gone smoothly, and the production was both on schedule and on budget. More important, the Rushes had shown Marisol to be delivering the most complex and fully realized performance of her career. Although it was still early in the process, expectation levels for the movie were on the rise. The Hollywood-based studio executive who was overseeing the production had phoned Marisol to offer his compliments and to schmooze with her. "Marisol," said the voice on the other end of the line, "it's Ross Danielson." "Ross," she said, "what a lovely surprise. I just had to pick up the phone and tell you how amazing the dailies are."
"Really?"
"You know what a fan of yours I am," he said. "I've never seen you better."
"Oh, Ross, that's so sweet of you. I totally mean it. I'm already smelling Oscar."
Marisol giggled.
"I totally mean it.
I've mentioned it to Sumner, and he's instructed me to start formulating a campaign."
"An Oscar campaign?"
"Absolutely."
"I don't know what to say."
"Just keep up the good work. Bonnie Garvin in marketing and I are trying to clear our schedules so we can fly out to see you."
"You mean visit the set?"
"I do."
"Wow."
"I'll let you know," he said. Fresh flowers sent from the head of the studio appeared in her motorhome. Elaborate gift baskets filled with fine wines, fresh fruit, and exotic cheeses showed up in her hotel room. Frankie had asked Jesse to stop by at lunchtime, and they were seated together in the catering tent when Marisol poked her head in. She sat down with them, accompanied by Crow.
"I heard you were on set," she said to Jesse. "I wanted to stop by and say hello."
Jesse smiled at her.
"I can't thank you enough," Marisol said.
"Mr. Crow here has looked after me very well." Jesse looked at Crow, whose flat-eyed expression revealed nothing.
"Your lovely phone has worked miracles," she said. "Not a single call from him. I can't tell you how relieved I am."
"Which shows in the work," Frankie said. "Things are going extremely well."
"I'm very pleased to hear that," Jesse said.
"We owe you, Jesse," Marisol said.
"Not at all," he said. She stood.
"I just wanted to stop by and say hello," she said to Jesse.
Then she turned to Crow.
"Mr. Crow," she said, "I think I have just enough time for a quick nap."
She smiled and headed for the exit. Crow stood. He looked briefly at Jesse.
"Mr. Crow," Jesse said. "I'd appreciate it if you would call me that too," Crow said. Then he hurried over to Marisol and accompanied her out of the tent.
"She's happy," Frankie said.
"Seems that way."
"She hasn't heard from him all week. She told me he's gone camping."
Jesse didn't say anything.
"She said that Crow made her feel safe."
"He tends to do that."
Frankie looked at her watch.
"We're almost back. I have to go speak with the first AD.
They stood, and Jesse walked with her to the AD trailer.
"I'm sorry I've been so preoccupied," Frankie said.
"I understand.
I'll call you."
She kissed him lightly and then disappeared into the trailer.